This is the reading for June 17th. Job chapter 18. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, "When will you stop these speeches? Be sensible, and then we can talk. You think of us as cattle, as if we are stupid. You tear yourself to pieces in your anger. Should the earth be vacant just for you? Should the rocks move from their places? The lamp of the wicked will be put out, and the flame in their lamps will stop burning. The light in their tents will grow dark, and the lamps by their sides will go out. Their strong steps will grow weak. They will fall into their own evil traps. Their feet will be caught in a net when they walk into its web. A trap will catch them by the heel and hold them tight. A trap for them is hidden in the ground, right in their path. Terrible things startle them from every side and chase them at every step. Hunger takes away their strength, and disaster is at their side. Disease eats away parts of their skin. Death gnaws at their arms and legs. They are torn from the safety of their tents and dragged off to death, the king of terrors. Their tents are set on fire, and sulfur is scattered over their homes. Their roots dry up below ground, and their branches die above ground. People on earth will not remember them. Their names will be forgotten in the land. They will be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. They have no children or descendants among their people, and no one will be left alive where they once lived. People of the West will be shocked at what has happened to them, and people of the East will be very frightened. Surely this is what will happen to the wicked. Such is the place of one who does not know God." 2 Kings chapter 19. When King Hezekiah heard the message, he tore his clothes and put on rough cloth to show how sad he was. Then he went into the temple of the Lord. Hezekiah sent Eliakim, the palace manager, and Shebna, the royal secretary, and the older priests to Isaiah. They were all wearing rough cloth when they came to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. They told Isaiah, "This is what Hezekiah says. Today is a day of sorrow and punishment and disgrace, as when a child should be born, but the mother is not strong enough to give birth to it. The king of Assyria sent his field commander to make fun of the living God. Maybe the Lord your God will hear what the commander said and will punish him for it. So pray for the few of us who are left alive." When Hezekiah's officers came to Isaiah, he said to them, "Tell your master this. The Lord says, don't be afraid of what you have heard. Don't be frightened by the words the servants of the king of Assyria have spoken against me. Listen, I am going to put a spirit in the king of Assyria. He will hear a report that will make him return to his own country, and I will cause him to die by the sword there." The field commander heard that the king of Assyria had left Lachish. When he went back, he found the king fighting against the city of Libna. The king received a report that Tirhaka, the Cushite king of Egypt, was coming to attack him. When the king of Assyria heard this, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, "Tell Hezekiah, king of Judah, don't be fooled by the God you trust. Don't believe him when he says Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. You have heard what the kings of Assyria have done. They have completely defeated every country. So do not think you will be saved. Did the gods of those people save them? My ancestors destroyed them, defeating the cities of Gozan, Haran, and Rezeph, and the people of Eden, Liban, and Tel Assar. Where are the kings of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the kings of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva?" When Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it, he went up to the temple of the Lord. He spread the letter out before the Lord and prayed to the Lord. "Lord God of Israel, whose throne is between the gold creatures with wings, only you are God of all the kingdoms of the earth. You made the heavens and the earth. Hear, Lord, and listen. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. Listen to the words Sennacherib has said to insult the living God. It is true, Lord, that the kings of Assyria have destroyed these countries and their lands. They have thrown the gods of these nations into the fire. But they were only wood and rock statues that people made. So the kings have destroyed them. Now, Lord our God, save us from the king's power, so that all the kingdoms of the earth will know that you, Lord, are the only God." Then Isaiah, son of Amos, sent a message to Hezekiah that said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I have heard your prayer to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is what the Lord has said against Sennacherib. The people of Jerusalem hate you and make fun of you. The people of Jerusalem laugh at you as you run away. You have insulted me and spoken against me. You have raised your voice against me. You have a proud look on your face, which is against me, the Holy One of Israel. You have sent your messengers to insult the Lord. You have said, "With my many chariots I have gone to the tops of the mountains, to the highest mountains of Lebanon. I have cut down its tallest cedars and its best pine trees. I have gone to its farthest places and to its best forests. I have dug wells in foreign countries and drunk water there. By the soles of my feet I have dried up all the rivers of Egypt. King of Assyria, surely you have heard. Long ago I, the Lord, planned these things. Long ago I designed them, and now I have made them happen. I allowed you to turn those strong-walled cities into piles of rocks. The people in those cities were weak. They were frightened and put to shame. They were like grass in the field, like tender young grass, like grass on the housetop that is burned by the wind before it can grow. I know when you rest, when you come and go, and how you rage against me. Because you rage against me, and because I have heard your proud words, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth. Then I will force you to leave my country the same way you came." Then the Lord said, "Hezekiah, I will give you this sign. This year you will eat the grain that grows wild, and the second year you will eat what grows wild from that, but in the third year plant grain and harvest it. Plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Some of the people in the family of Judah will escape. Like plants that take root, they will grow strong and have many children. A few people will come out of Jerusalem alive. A few from Mount Zion will live. The strong love of the Lord All-Powerful will make this happen." So this is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or even shoot an arrow here. He will not fight against it with shields or build a ramp to attack the city walls. He will return to his country the same way he came, and he will not enter this city, says the Lord. I will defend and save this city for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. That night, the angel of the Lord went out and killed 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up early the next morning, they saw all the dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, left and went back to Nineveh and stayed there. One day, as Sennacherib was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, his sons, Adrammelech and Sharezer, killed him with a sword. Then they escaped to the land of Ararat. So Sennacherib's sons, Shardan, became king of Assyria. 2 Kings chapter 20. At that time, Hezekiah became so sick he almost died. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to see him and told him, "This is what the Lord says, make arrangements, because you are not going to live but die." Hezekiah turned toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Lord, please remember that I have always obeyed you. I have given myself completely to you and have done what you said was right." Then Hezekiah cried loudly. Before Isaiah had left the middle courtyard, the Lord spoke his word to Isaiah, "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears, so I will heal you. 3 days from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life. I will save you in this city from the king of Assyria. I will protect the city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." Then Isaiah said, "Make a paste from figs." So they made it and put it on Hezekiah's boil, and he got well. Hezekiah had asked Isaiah, "What will be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I will go up to the temple of the Lord on the 3rd day? Isaiah said, "The Lord will do what he says. This is the sign from the Lord to show you. Do you want the shadow to go forward 10 steps or back 10 steps? Hezekiah answered, "It's easy for the shadow to go forward 10 steps. Instead, let it go back 10 steps. Then Isaiah the prophet called to the Lord, and the Lord brought the shadow 10 steps back up the stairway of Ahaz that it had gone down. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, son of Baladan, was king of Babylon. He sent letters and a gift to Hezekiah because he had heard that Hezekiah was sick. Hezekiah listened to the messengers, so he showed them what was in his storehouses, the silver, gold, spices, expensive perfumes, his swords and shields, and all his wealth. He showed them everything in his palace and his kingdom. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and asked him, "What did these men say? Where did they come from?" Hezekiah said, "They came from a faraway country, from Babylon." So Isaiah asked him, "What did they see in your palace?" Hezekiah said, "They saw everything in my palace. I showed them all my wealth." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Listen to the words of the Lord. In the future, everything in your palace and everything your ancestors have stored up until this day will be taken away to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. Some of your own children, those who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become servants in the palace of the king of Babylon." Hezekiah told Isaiah, "These words from the Lord are good." He said this because he thought, "There will be peace and security in my lifetime." Everything else Hezekiah did, all his victories, his work on the pool, his work on the tunnel to bring water into the city, is written in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. Then Hezekiah died, and his son Manasseh became king in his place.
Chapter 3.
Peter and John were going to the temple courtyard for the 3 o'clock prayer. At the same time, a man who had been lame from birth was being carried by some men. Every day, these men would put the lame man at a gate in the temple courtyard. The gate was called Beautiful Gate. There he would beg for handouts from people going into the courtyard. When the man saw that Peter and John were about to go into the courtyard, he asked them for a handout. Peter and John stared at him. "Look at us," Peter said. So the man watched them closely. He expected to receive something from them. However, Peter said to him, "I don't have any money, but I'll give you what I do have. Through the power of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, walk." Peter took hold of the man's right hand and began to help him up. Immediately, the man's feet and ankles became strong. Springing to his feet, he stood up and started to walk. He went with Peter and John into the temple courtyard. The man was walking, jumping, and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. They knew that he was the man who used to sit and beg at the temple's beautiful gate. The people were amazed and stunned to see what had happened to him. They were excited, and everyone ran to see them at the place called Solomon's Porch. The man wouldn't let go of Peter and John. When Peter saw this, he said to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed about this man? Why are you staring at us as though we have made him walk by our own power, our godly life? The God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed Jesus over to Pilate. You rejected him in Pilate's presence, even though Pilate had decided to let him go free. You rejected the man who was holy and innocent. You asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the source of life. But God brought him back to life, and we are witnesses to that. We believe in the one named Jesus. Through his power alone, this man, whom you know, was healed, as all of you saw. And now, brothers, I know that like your rulers, you didn't know what you were doing. But in this way, God made the sufferings of his Messiah come true. God had predicted these sufferings through all the prophets. So change the way you think and act, and turn to God to have your sins removed. Then times will come when the Lord will refresh you. He will send you Jesus, whom he has appointed to be the Christ. Heaven must receive Jesus until the time when everything will be restored as God promised through his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, "The Lord your God will send you a prophet, an Israelite like me. Listen to everything he tells you. Those who won't listen to that prophet will be excluded from the people." Samuel and all the prophets who followed him spoke about these days. You are the descendants of the prophets and the heirs of the promise that God made to our ancestors when he said to Abraham, "Through your descendant, all people on earth will be blessed." God has brought his servant back to life and has sent him to you first. God did this to bless you by turning every one of you from your evil ways.